going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What I want to know is, what are the foods you think are acceptable for plane rides or unacceptable for plane rides? Because this weekend, there was a viral post where someone got in trouble for posting a video, but a person was eating an egg sandwich on a plane. And somebody took great offense to them eating this egg sandwich on a plane. So what is the line, I guess? Can I eat a Cool Ranch Dorito too pungent?
Yes.
That's what I'm asking. What is the line of food that you should be like, not on an airplane?
Yeah, you can't be having the egg sandwich. You can't have a tuna salad.
Nothing,
you
know, fish. Like, fish is off the table.
Yeah, I think is off the table for sure on a plane. Tough. An automatic no. I think you just have to know and be courteous. Like, you, if some food has just, even if it's a great tasting food, has a very, very strong smell that some people can view as unpleasant, you don't have it on the plane. But I think anything that's like in a bag, like chips, even if it's a flavored,
even
I think you're good.
Even if it's a stinky chip.
Yeah.
Because what if it's a Frito? That's not a stinky chip, dude.
It's still not even on the same level as like a tuna sandwich or egg.
No.
But for me, like on the flight, not this one because it's an early morning flight tomorrow, but if it was just a normal time flight, honestly, I'll have Pringles sometimes on a plane.
Pringles are safe, Chip.
Yeah, Pringles are safe. The plane thing, like, depending on the length of flight, I'm not big like eating on the plane. Like on a road trip, I'm way more likely, of course, to have a bunch of snacks for. On a plane, it's kind of like, I'll tomorrow morning, I'll grab breakfast or something real quick. And now we have an airport that actually has plenty of options, which is nice. So I'll grab something there, and then I won't eat on the plane. I'll have a bottle of water on the plane.
Whatever baggie they give you on the flight is a snack, maybe.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying I very rarely do what you said, which is like, eat a full meal of food on a plane. That's part of why I'm asking this. For the most part, I'm in the snack department. Someone says Cheez-Its and fruit.
Yeah, you can't be bringing, you know, Springfield cashew chicken on the plane.
You don't think I can just bring a full... What if it's like... But there's got to be exceptions. Because what if I need an entire lunch and I don't have the normal time and I can't eat it?
If it's a turkey sandwich, nobody's going to complain.
Oh, but like, what if it's Whataburger? Can I bring Whataburger onto a plane?
Anything they serve in the airport, I
do think I should be allowed.
Yeah, it's pushing. I mean, like, there's a barbecue restaurant in the airport. If you go and bring a slab of ribs on the plane or whatever, I'm going to be like, what the hell are you doing? You and your buddies, you got three seats and you guys are all sharing a slab of ribs on the flight. One, that just sounds like a complete pain in the rear. But yeah, I think it just, the sub sandwich is safe. As long as it's just not it's not tuna or something.
Over on Twitch, people are saying like part of this is like a volume thing. Someone said like the old Loud Sun chips bag. I mean, you're crunching. Mm-hmm. Everyone's gonna hear you take every. That chips is a problem. Everyone is gonna hear you, especially if it's a loud chip, like a crunchy Cheeto.
Nobody's gonna hear you on the plane. Nobody's gonna hear you on that thing. How quiet of a plane are you flying private? The plane's
no,
loud.
No.
You're not gonna hear the guy in row C if you're row F biting into a chip. Also,
why not says he before you get on the plane? Common courtesy.
Yeah, I think
someone says nothing greasy. You know, someone has got to sit in the seat before you. If your fingers are getting all greasy, that's why a Cheeto seems like off. A Cheeto feels off the table. It feels off the table. Yeah. I feel like I got to draw the line before that. You got your finger, you're just licking your fingers or you got a baby wipe. Dude, it's just
can
not.
Can you bring like a Chick-fil-A sandwich or at the airport we have it's Shaq's Big Chicken Place, whatever it's called. You guys know what I'm talking about if you've been to the airport. That chicken place. Can you bring one of those with the fries?
Or you got to agree to eat all of it with a knife and fork. You know?
What?
I think if you eat it with a knife and fork, you're changing the calculus.
I'm going to eat a chicken sandwich with a knife and a fork?
I think it changes the calculus a little bit. You're not getting everything. You're not touching everything that other people got to get in. They can't, you know, they can't clean every part of this plane before somebody else steps on it.
Oh, sure.
I do think the person who said you should eat before you get on the plane is definitely proper. You need to.
I agree.
If you don't have enough time, like if you're jumping from flight to flight, you don't, and you think you have enough time to go in, get food, and get on, you shouldn't be getting food because, you know, it's you're going to get the snack on the plane. It's going to smell. It's going to be fine.
The noise thing is not what I'm considering. That's not the noise in an airplane. There's no way you're hearing somebody eat.
Who does
on a plane? You're just not hearing that.
Gold, you have headphones,
headphones on,
correct?
So AirPods. But everybody doesn't.
How many people do you think out of a, let's say 250 people are on a plane. How many people are actually not wearing any sort of headphones in any way, shape, or form?
Man, a friend Joe
five
says
or 10%
no acceptable food.
5 or 10% of the flight doesn't have headphones on.
He said nothing besides that tiny bag of peanuts. That's all he says is acceptable.
They don't even do that anymore because a lot of them because of the food allergy thing or whatever. Now they're like
the bag of pretzels.
Yeah, which
is always a good go-to. I like it.
I liked when they had salted peanuts, but I understand why we can't do that.
If you're talking 5 to 10% of the population, Cody, if 5 to 10% of the plane doesn't have headphones, they need to just deal with the fact that
they've accepted their own.
Sorry.
Look,
you
if you're getting on
headphones,
I actually don't feel any sympathy for anyone in that regard. It is very easy to travel on a plane with headphones. Yeah. I have noise canceling. I'm not here to it is easy to get rid of the sound. That is an event. They don't have to be noise canceling. Just it could be $10 from whatever. Like get headphones.
Thank you for that. I need to give me someone give me a Netflix show or something to download before the flight tomorrow. I need to download a show or two so I can watch on the flight.
Hacks is really good. That's like 5 seasons if
Hacks?
You want more. Hacks.
What's that about? Hacks.
It's an HBO show. No, it's about a stand-up comedian.
Oh, Hacks. Okay.
Based in Las Vegas. I like that show. God, what else?
Should I start White Lotus?
I really want to watch.
That's
Righteous
not on Netflix.
Gemstones.
Though.
So that's probably
I haven't watched
be on
the new
download.
Season, but that's an unbelievable show.
So there you go. Just download that.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I was like, if you haven't started the new season, just do that.
Maybe that's what I'll do. That sounds like a plan. Good call.
Someone said, how about eating sunflower seeds and spitting in a bottle? That's doing way too much. Sorry. It's doing too much.
Yeah, because then you risk, you miss the bottle, all of a sudden you got a sunflower seed on the floor of the plane.
You could do it to be careful about what you watch on a plane. I was like,
well, if there's a movie that has a sex scene in it, people are going to think you're a creep.
I was next to someone watching Game of Thrones once. I'm like, sir?
They're going to think you're a creep.
I mean, that is a... You are.
Wait, and they don't.
What,
have
just watching the red wedding on the plane.
The
but like, dude,
the issue is more that like,
if it's got nudity, you got to be cool.
You glance over and there's a nude scene, and someone's be like, "What? Yeah, you're gonna like, what are you watching over there, pal?"
Sure. That's when you break out the pal.
What are you watching over
pal?
Hey pal. Hey pal.
What is this, man?
There's some nudity in Righteous Gemstones, as correctly pointed out.
Yeah, on film, a lot.
So maybe not that one.
Yeah, there's frontal nudity in that one.
I was next to someone watching Game of Thrones, and it was just like, I think it was like coming up on like, you know, like the Cersei and Jaime sex scene. Like, so you're just going to watch, it's just no good.
Yeah, Game of Thrones doesn't feel like a plain movie or show.
The only good thing about my not being able to smell anything, if somebody stinks on the plane, Cody, not a problem for me anymore.
Yeah, you know what?
I can't smell it.
It's a good perk.
Can't smell it.
Lucky you.
That's the only positive in this scenario.
Somebody said the things they don't like are if people are like, like eating seeds or dipping. It does feel like too close. I don't want you like taking it. I don't want you eating sunflower seeds. Ugh.
I mean, if you're, in fairness to your point about the Cheetos though, Cody, if you're sitting next to somebody and they're eating like some Cheeto puffs. It's like, stop.
don't make that noise on the radio. Don't make that noise on the radio. Everybody just cringe in their car right now. Everybody just cringe in their car that are listening.
That's it. That's my random question of the day.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay.